Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
All right, Chris. How are you going? Can you hear me?
Kia ora. Yes, I can. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. How was Japan?
It was bloody awesome. I'm slightly shocked to be back, to be honest. 35 degrees to this.
Yeah.
Cowering. And
pretty jarring stuff.
But yeah. All good. But no, I was pleasantly surprised. In fact, I mean, you know, you do hear these things, but purely from a cannabis perspective, you know, for the show, CBD being legal for a start in Japan. Legal as a food, but not really as a medicine. Like, very difficult to access as a medicine, same as THC. But just go to a shop and buy it, or, you know, have a CBD dab at 4 a.m. in the middle of Tokyo, or whatever. Or even, as I came across, a range of CBD being sold for, they were quite, you know, specialized uses. Deep silence. That's quite Japanese. Positive flow. And for writing erotic poetry was the third product. And
wow,
there you go,
pretty awesome.
But yeah, and the hemp cloth itself, it's known as asa over in Japan, and their kanji for it actually has a depiction of some hemp plants drying in a shed. And it's very mainstream, very known, because it's part of the culture, part of the Shinto Buddhist beliefs. Every shrine has got it, and then so a lot of people just in their lives, they'll have it, and it's not kind of anything to snigger about or be like, oh, hemp, how weird, or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's just perfectly normal. And the ropes that you ring the bells with, they're made of hemp. If they're not made of hemp, they're not proper ones. And so every shrine in that, they got the proper ones. The ropes you walk under the gateways, these are hemp as well.
Yeah.
And what people are probably most familiar with is these norin that hang over doorways outside most, so you go for your yakitori or some other Japanese food, or into a shop in that, and there's a norin over the doorway. It's like pretty much every doorway over there. And these are hemp cloth. And to be proper, they will be, and you're purified of like bad thoughts when you go through them, and so yeah, very much part of the culture there. Very interesting,
beautiful,
and this very cool, came across this very cool stylized hemp leaf pattern. I've been seeing it everywhere, of course, and you do see it everywhere here. It's just kind of a standard geometric pattern that you'll see on things.
Yeah.
Once you see it, you'll be like, oh yeah, that. And in the Tokyo Museum, there it is on display, stylized hemp leaves. That is the pattern. So, as I say, very much part of the culture there. Very cool.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the streets?
If we get on with the news aspect, big news probably of the week has been an Asian country kind of going the other way, which is Thailand. New Zealand Herald and One News both had stories on it. And this is just 3 years after it became properly legal. It was legal for medical in 2018, but legalization for adults took effect 3 years ago, and but the coalition has fallen apart.
Oh dear.
And over a leaked phone call is what One News reported.
Yes, I heard about this.
Between the two leaders. Ooh, so they were out, the party that supported decrim or legalization, and immediately the Minister of Health is, you know, just within weeks has gone, well, there goes your cannabis then. So it seems very political, but it has been quite controversial because they kind of they took away the law and didn't put any other law in place, really, not anything with any kind of teeth or anything in terms of licensing and that. And so somewhere by any counts between sort of 15,000 and 30,000 stores, that the government actually gave away 3 million cannabis plants, went around all the villages and just gave them a plant each and that. And you know, they really wanted it to be part of the something that people could do, and that it wouldn't be a big corporate thing. And that's, I think, one of the reasons for all the absence of complex licensing and things, so that all the villages and that could actually be part of it, and seeing that what they didn't want them to have to move to a city and be in a factory or something, but to actually do what they wanted to do in their village and that. But one of the things that's kind of happened a bit controversially is a lot of the shops in the cities do both medical and recreational, and so recreational people are coming in and they can sell the medical, which doesn't have an age limit. And you know, kind of getting around that like that. So rather than kind of fix that, you know, they've just sort of, right, we're going to ban it. But from all reports that I've heard, it'll still be fairly, if you're going to go over a holiday or have a visit or for some treatment, it'll still be legal as such and fairly easy to access. And one of the reasons being is they're going to require all the stores, not just to get a license, but to have a doctor on site.
Oh,
and so there's your prescription, you know, dispensing right there on site. So
awesome.
I'm sure it'll still be easy, but it's going to shift participation. And we've seen this here, shift participation, you know, from small scale farmers and the legacy growers and the villagers and that. You know, to big corporates and big chains that can actually get through that licensing and jump through all those hoops.
True stories.
Yeah. Protest this Monday coming up. Still time to book your flight. Get over there and meet everyone at the Ministry of Public Health for a protest.
Awesome. I mean, you know, awesome, not awesome, but if you're going, if you're heading there, get there.
Yeah, and as I say, it'll still be, you think your Thai cannabis resorts and that, we'll have like a wellness spa clinic and things like that. So on the beach, you know, that kind of thing, be quite nice still. So don't let it put you off going, I'm sure. But you won't be able to be like the drunken British bozo kind of yobbo running around the city being annoying and that.
Thank God.
Don't be that guy.
Don't ever be that guy. Yuck.
No. back locally... New Zealand doctor. This is called New Zealand Research. We actually promoted it here on the show a while back and helped recruit a few people, and they extended some thanks for that this week. And this has been published in New Zealand Doctor. More women using medical cannabis, but there are still barriers and pushing some into the illicit or illegal market. And this is from Massey University, Shaw Research, with Anna Arachi, Wilkins and Reichardt. You can look them up. As I say, it's open source. You can read the study. So yes, the numbers going up. What they found is at the beginning of the medical cannabis scheme, it was more women than men getting it, and as it's gone on now, it's much more men than women. So and they've kind of delved into that and looked at why, and it's these kind of systemic barriers, you know, particularly amongst local GPs, and more stigma. They're feeling more stigma and less ability or you know, to sort of talk about it. So that's what they're specifically recommending. These hurdles that women are facing are forcing them to illicit markets. And of course, a lot of that is online these days.
True.
And like all things online, subject to misinformation and scams, you know, and particularly easy when it's CBD, when it's not psychoactive and has it got it in it or not. And so what this has led to, and anyone who's kind of, you know, well, a lot of people might be aware of this, is female-led groups designed to, you know, to ward off predators and you know, give recommendations about who to use or not use, that sort of thing. But the study's sort of saying, well, then you're still at risk of untested products and in terms of dosage, you know, either having too much or too little or the wrong combination of cannabinoids and things like that. So the other thing the study picked up is women were having really good experiences at cannabis clinics, and the doctors there were much more positive and engaged and knowledgeable.
Oh,
and awesome. You know, that they were feeling, you know, empowered by going to the clinics. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, very good. And that was on, I think you can also find that on The Conversation, I think. But yeah, definitely look that up on NZ Doctor if you want to find out more. There's another related thing. Cannabis Clinic themselves have, well, if you've ever seen a shoes over the power line.
All the time.
Indicate your tinny shop.
Everywhere.
Indeed. And people know what that is. If that tinny shop's moved on and you found yourself living outside a power line with some shoes, well, you're going to get a lot of visits. But up on Newton Road, you can see a gigantic billboard with probably the biggest shoes ever made in the building-sized shoes going up the side of the billboard.
That's so cool.
Part of a campaign from Cannabis Clinic, where they're trying to challenge the stigma that we were just talking about and this public misunderstanding around medical cannabis. And they actually conducted their own research as well, and they found 65% of people still think there's stigma around it. Three quarters of people, 77% of New Zealanders, say they'd be open to trying cannabis under the right circumstances, but the vast majority of them say there's a stigma that's putting them off. 30% were unaware that it's even legal in New Zealand and that you can access it.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that actually makes sense, to be honest.
Part of that, so, was cost, and well, that was the main barrier that people were saying, and also will it, you know, interact with things or side effects and that, you know, it's this lack of information. And they were worried about being judged, of course, as well. We heard about that too in the previous study, where women didn't feel that they could talk about it because these very things. So they one of their specific recommendations was taking away this ban on information. They wrap it up all under the term marketing. They say, well, that's marketing, so you can't do it because it's unapproved medicine. So what this means, though, is that you don't have the information, you don't feel you can talk about it, and the stigma remains, and you don't know what's legal because of these sorts of things. So you can certainly have partial marketing, and we see ads on TV for all the other sorts of pharmaceuticals and medicines.
Gosh, it's all by design, isn't it?
Well, that brings me to SpaceX, and they managed to. So they sent a rocket up, a Falcon 9, 70 research payloads on, and mysteriously on splashdown this week, the one with the cannabis seeds was missing. And so the ISS did an experiment 6 years ago with some cannabis seeds, and this was a repeat of that to see what was happening. And looking at plant genetics in mutations and adaptations in cosmic radiation. But mysteriously, it was that and someone's ashes were the only two that went missing from the splashdown.
Did you say someone's ashes?
Yeah. So some human remains went up there.
Okay.
Actually, I didn't read that bit, to be honest. I don't know if it's ashes. It could have been a bone to see if it was degrading. I'm not quite sure.
All for science.
I just read the important bits,
Yes. That's hilarious.
But they did say... the absence of these samples puts a pause on advancing knowledge about plant resilience and extraterrestrial agriculture.
Banging. Extraterrestrial agriculture is something that I could get into.
I'm instantly picturing aliens growing weed on the moon.
That's awesome. We're soundtracking that.
So that's it for me, and great to hear from you again, and amongst them... my phone troubles out this way. If you need your prescription, and no stigma or barriers at the hemp store, cheapest access around at only $30. And I can talk about the service, not the products, you see. Access Cannabis. Give me a ring or flick an email or whatever. Come on for a visit at the hemp store. And on Saturday, we've got Groovehouse, an awesome collective from South Auckland that coming in to the store to do a live performance between 1 and 4:20. So that's this Saturday. That's going to be awesome. And Support Don't Punish Day, June 26th. That's also about reducing stigma too. So that's coming up.
I see.
Go.
Awesome.
Right.
Well, thanks, Chris. I'm sure I'll see you very soon. Stay safe out there in the bush. And I hope everything's, sunny out there. As soon as possible.
Yeah. It's so sunny. Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, man. Nice to hear you.
All right.
You. Bye-bye. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.